Wisconsin scientists can't hire research staff due to new Trump administration rules. A biochemist in Madison says it could put his lab at risk. It's Tuesday, February 25th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a political group tied to Elon Musk ran a digital ad featuring the wrong person. And totals from this year's sturgeon spearing season were way up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
A political group tied to Elon Musk has promoted an attack ad against liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. The problem? It used an image of the wrong Susan Crawford. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
The ad featured the face of a different Susan Crawford, who's not running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. It ran for 4 days on Facebook, according to Meta Data. It was paid for by a PAC funded partly by Elon Musk, which has booked at least $1.5 million of TV ad time in Wisconsin. Michael Wagner is a political communications expert at the UW-Madison. He says the mistake is a sign of an increasingly negative campaign environment.
The rush to get on air with negative ads, the appetite some audiences seem to have for them, all kind of contribute to the environment where mistakes like this can happen.
Crawford faces conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. The Supreme Court race is expected to shatter spending records. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A measles outbreak in West Texas is approaching 100 cases. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the percentage of children who are vaccinated against it is in the low 80s, well below the CDC target of 95%. Some Wisconsin counties have seen big drops in measles vaccinations. For example, data from the State Health Department shows that in 2013, 84% of 2-year-olds in Marquette County had a measles shot. 10 years later, that number had fallen to 65%. Jim Conway is an infectious disease professor at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. He says measles is one of the most contagious diseases on the planet.
You know, all you need is a couple of those counties to all kind of go in the wrong direction. And lo and behold, just like West Texas, then you've got a whole area where there's enough vulnerable people that an outbreak can happen.
Conway says skepticism of vaccines more generally has picked up since the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers say the Trump administration has halted National Institutes of Health grant reviews through a, quote, loophole in the funding process. Anna Mariani reports Wisconsin scientists can't hire research staff as a result.
In order for many scientists' NIH grants to be approved, they need to have review meetings posted on the U.S. government's Federal Register. But the Trump administration has stopped NIH posts to the site. Aaron Hoskins is a biochemistry professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says because of the meeting freeze, he can't hire trainees this summer. A key meeting for his NIH grant application was canceled this month. He says if the NIH money doesn't come through, his lab will have a budget shortfall.
It's unclear to me how I would go forward without having to reduce my lab size, which basically means people losing jobs here in the state of Wisconsin.
NIH funds over $700 million in projects across the state. Anna Mariani, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is one of the last states in the country to begin testing milk for the avian flu virus. The state officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Program last week. But it could take weeks before Wisconsin begins running tests. That's according to state veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle. She says state officials are still working out the details with USDA.
Because we have over 5,000 dairies in the state and a number of processing plants, we end up being a little more complex with the details of this testing strategy than many other states.
Wisconsin has not detected avian flu in dairy cows, but some animal health leaders warn that the state needs to begin surveillance as soon as possible to prevent the virus from spreading undetected. Democratic Governor Tony Evers wants to create a new office that would be tasked with oversight of Wisconsin's Department of Corrections. As Sarah Lear reports, he's asking lawmakers to approve funding for a prison ombudsperson.
Evers' budget includes a couple million dollars to create an ombudsperson's office within the Department of Corrections. That office would investigate complaints about things like substandard facilities and alleged abuse. Rebecca Aubert leads a group for people with incarcerated loved ones known as Ladies of Stanley Correctional Institution. She says the prison system's internal complaint process is not sufficient.
There is no place for families to go to complain or correctional officers besides to the DOC themselves.
Aubert says her group has been lobbying Wisconsin officials for a prison ombudsman. At least 19 other states have prison oversight bodies, with duties including investigating complaints and performing inspections. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, the sturgeon spearing season in Wisconsin ended on Sunday. As Joe Schultz reports, officials say it was an improvement from a down year in 2024.
Spearers harvested more than twice as many lake sturgeon this season than they did last year. That's according to data from the State Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says spearers harvested more than 900 sturgeon this year. Last year, they harvested around 400. Margaret Stadig is a biologist for the DNR. She says warm weather hurt the season last year. She says there were better ice conditions this year.
I'm really thrilled with how many fish were harvested. It's definitely fewer than I was hoping for after a season like what we had last year, but still glad that spearers could at least have a chance to get out.
She says the number of fish speared came in below the agency's harvest caps. Those caps help ensure the sturgeon population remains healthy. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick check in weather before we let you go. It's another day of partly sunny skies in Wisconsin, still mild temperatures too. Highs will be in the upper 30s in the north to around the mid 40s in the south. And tonight we'll likely have some areas of light snow up north and light rain in the south. And that's the podcast for today. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang, in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow in your podcast feed. So until then, have a great day. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.